Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to 1320 WILS, the Capital City Recap. This is Tim Nestor filling in for Michael Cohen for you this evening and on into Monday and Tuesday as well. Temperatures are 33 degrees with some light snow still in the area, though most of that will dissipate tonight. Clouds move out tomorrow and we start seeing some sunshine by the afternoon. On the other end of our line is the Executive Director for the Greater Lansing Housing Coalition. Her name is Catherine Draper, and she's got a couple of things to talk about as we have some news about foreclosure nationwide and also here in the Lansing area. And she also has a fundraiser, which is kind of a cool thing that I'm looking forward to next week, Wednesday. And I thought, hey, you're going into the weekend, planning the week ahead. Great time to learn about something that not only can help out a great organization, but also give you a night's worth of entertainment. And that's Smokey Joe's at the Riverwalk Theater. Catherine Draper on the other end of the line. Catherine, hello, how are you?
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me with you.
We've got this coming up next week, Wednesday. It's called Smokey Joe's, which is a musical review at the Riverwalk, and this is benefiting the Housing Coalition.
It's benefiting the Housing Coalition. You know, this is our longest fundraiser event that we've had. We've had it for 21 years, and we still have the same committee members. And they're a unique committee. They create wonderful food, hors d'oeuvres, appetizers for the event. And it starts at 6 in the evening with the hors d'oeuvres, and the event starts. Smokey Joe starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $35. There's a few left, not a lot, but someone can still call and get tickets. And $25 of that $35 charge is, of course, tax deductible because of our nonprofit status.
Okay, so $35 for a night's worth of entertainment, a nice little reception at 6 o'clock. You can maybe grab a couple of friends and head out early on. It sounds like, and I know a little bit about Smokey Joe's from the stuff that I've read online, but tell us a little bit about the show. What is it, and who would it appeal to?
Well, it's a musical review. It is set in post-World War II America. It primarily features songs from the late 50s, 60s, early 70s, and it's pretty much just a musical review. It's the longest-running Broadway musical review there's ever been. And Riverwalk Theater is a special type of a venue. It's a small, intimate theater. So it's always just a great, enjoyable evening to be down there at that event.
If you haven't been to the Riverwalk Theater, this might be a good night to do it next week, Wednesday, because it's a very intimate setting. It's a great show that they usually do. It's live theater in a lot of ways. It's live theater kind of the way that I really like it, which is in a smaller venue by people who really honestly just love doing this. And you can see that in every show that happens at the Riverwalk, just the smile on their faces after the program, that they got to do something that they really, really love to do and sort of kind of escape real life, you know, for a couple of hours.
And you hit it on the head, Tim, because these are all local actors and actresses and singers. So, you know, they have a true interest in our community, and they really strive to do a wonderful job.
This raises money for a litany of programs for the Greater Lansing Housing Coalition. What are some of them that the money goes to benefit the community?
We probably have five or six that truly benefit the community, but I would say our HERO program, which is our homeowner education resource program, whereby people can come and learn about how to fix up and maintain and repair their homes with hands-on experience. That is funded by this. Our Tuesday Toolman, which is one of my favorite programs, also receives some funding from this event. Okay. And are you familiar with Tuesday Toolman, Tim?
Tuesday Toolman, now these are gentlemen who, on Tuesdays, as the name would dictate, they volunteer their time and they head out to the community to help some people in need. But tell us a little bit about who's eligible for some of the help for Tuesday Toolman.
They do. And it's interesting because the volunteers are all senior citizens, but they're highly skilled craftsmen. And the program was designed to help senior citizens, the elderly, people with disabilities, people in need, people who have low income and need assistance with repairs on their homes so that they can stay in their homes, live independently. And so it focuses on accessibility and safety issues. We also do small repairs. I don't want people to have the idea that we do major things like repair roofs,
right,
or major plumbing or electrical projects, but we will try and lead them to resources that could help them with that. And we continue to open up our program to new opportunities for that. But if you're a senior citizen specifically and you need assistance and you're in a lower income bracket, which many senior citizens are, we're there to help you. And the people that are involved in the program have a sincere interest in donating their skills and their time. It's been so successful. I think we've helped in the last year probably over 100 senior families or people with disabilities.
You know, and that's people who need help with maybe just some little things, and it could be something as easy as, you know, that railing on the front steps is really, really loose, and you're afraid that you're going to go out and spill over the top of it and really injure yourself. And
that's a great example.
You know, and it could be something as easy as these guys who have the skills, the tools, and in many cases, low cost or no cost to you, can come in an hour, knock something out that can really kind of make your house just a little more livable.
Yes, and the other thing I'd like to mention about that, Tim, is that we do accessibility ramps for people who are in wheelchairs or walkers or things that are barriers to getting into your home. And so we've completed quite a few of those projects in the last year as well.
How can people get in touch? Do you have openings for people who may look around the house and find some things that they need help with?
We do, and they should probably call our office at 372-5980 and ask for Bruce. Bruce is the coordinator of that program, and you must income qualify, but I don't think that's a difficult thing for most seniors to do. And what we found is that those who need help are the ones that seek us out. So please don't hesitate to do that. You know, that's what we're there to do, is to help people with that.
I was as I was getting ready for the show over the last couple of days, I kept seeing these conflicting foreclosure reports, and working with the Michigan Business Network and a bunch of the other things that I do, I have some of the background behind all of this, and there are two conflicting reports, and MarketWatch.com does a great breakdown tonight and just released about 2 hours ago, where they talk about two reports that are saying delinquency and foreclosures, depending on who you look at. The Mortgage Bankers Association said they fell in the fourth quarter of 2011. Mm-hmm. Well, RealtyTrack said that foreclosure filings rose in January. However, the one thing they agree on is that both of them predict that foreclosure activity will accelerate in 2012 and affect more and more of the homeowner market, at least for the foreseeable future this year. One of the things that I have had to go through in my personal life was foreclosure counseling, and in full disclosure, and in many cases, it was the first step in order to right your financial ship. And in this economy, that more and more mortgage lenders are willing to work with you to keep you in their home, because you look at this glut of foreclosure properties just driving everything down. The Housing Coalition does have a program that many people can get into, and the thing that I guess highlights it is it's at no cost to you. They can call the office and start taking advantage of some of the services that are available.
Absolutely, they can. And, you know, many people who face foreclosure are embarrassed. This is a very confidential type of a service. Our counselors are very well trained. They're state certified. And so people shouldn't hesitate to seek help, because they really need to develop an assistance plan to help them work through their financial difficulties. And we've had tremendous success in helping people retain their homes, work with their lenders, lower their mortgage rates, Sometimes it's not possible for them to retain their home, or they don't want to, and then we also help them seek alternatives there. So I know sometimes people hesitate to call for assistance, but that's what those counselors are there for, and we have very highly trained counselors, and I would have to say I'm very proud of the work that they've been doing. They have helped, I think, this year, probably at least 50 families remain in their homes by restructuring their debt.
Yeah, and just from my own personal experience, a lot of times things that are out of your control affect how you can pay the mortgage. And if you can get any help, it's easier to go through the process. Again, personal experience, easier to go through the process the sooner you start. If there is an issue, a lot of times banks aren't the big, bad, evil guys that you want them to be. They'll actually work with you. And they really don't, trust me when I say, they don't want your home. They have enough right now.
You're right, they don't, Tim. And I think right now they're even more willing to work with the individual families. And we're finding great success. And most of the lenders that our counselors work with have been very cooperative and very willing to try and renegotiate with those people. But it helps to have that third party, which is our counselor, to go to bat for you.
Yeah. Well, and the knowledge and expertise, because when I started the whole thing, I mean, I didn't know what I was going to do. And they, you know, most of the counselor that I ended up working with was very expert in helping me navigate the system, and that's what you need. Catherine, we've got to leave it right there because we're up against a break. The number is 372-5980. If you have any questions for the Greater Lansing Housing Coalition, they're on the web at glhc.org. Catherine Draper is the executive director. Catherine, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
It was a pleasure, Tim. Talk to you again.
Okay. We will be back in just a few moments. It's 6:45. It's Tim Nestor sitting in for Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS.